Who's ready for a 3D phone? That's the pitch from Red, the company that makes high-end video cameras, selling for $1,000 to $50,000. Well, the company has something more affordable with the Hydrogen One, a new kind of premium Android phone that lets you see your photos and videos as basically holographic 4D images. In other words, it's like watching a 3D movie without having to wear glasses. I've seen it, and it's pretty cool. Let me fill you in on today's edition of Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. So I attended a media event over the weekend to get a sneak peek at the new Hydrogen One phone in Hollywood on a soundstage. Now, this is a big phone, bigger than the iPhone 8, with a 5.7-inch LCD screen that will let you view what the company calls 4D photos and videos. That is, again, imagine you went to a 3D movie at an IMAX theater where the 3D was as good as it gets. Now you get to see that kind of quality on your phone without having to wear the 3D specs. Now, aside from that, it's a regular Android phone with access to the same apps found on other Android phones, but you'll only get to see the 4D effect on the photos and videos that you take. If you go to the Netflix or YouTube apps, the videos will still be in 2D. The folks at Red hope that will change and that Netflix, YouTube, and others will take their 3D content and convert it to 4D smartphone viewing, but that's going to take some time. The phone is pricier than others expect to pay, from $1,200 to $1,500. Is it worth it? Not for me. The effect is nice, but I didn't feel the need for it after checking it out. That said, Red makes beautiful high-end cameras, and the company envisions a way to marry some big DSLR lenses with these phones, so that sounds kind of cool. But even with that said, put a big lens on this phone, it's going to add so much weight to the phone that the effect probably wouldn't be worth it. I'd rather just carry a camera. I will say that if you buy one of these phones when they come out, it's going to be a conversation starter because nobody has seen anything like it. And that said, it's nice to see a company come up with some new uses for a smartphone. Your ball, Apple. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. What do you think? Are you excited about this phone? Let's talk about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks everyone for listening.